We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good morning again. Hi there, Brevard County. We want to welcome you to the Refresh Radio program. I said good morning, and it didn't happen. So we'll say good morning again. We pray that you are having a great day. Pray that the joy of the Lord is filling your heart, that the Word of God is thriving in your soul, and that it is impacting you in such a way that it is going to cause you to increase in God so that you and I can make a difference. I pray today that you would not only be refreshed in the Lord, but you would be refreshing to those around you. You know, you can go to work and you can just really be a Debbie Downer, if you will. No offenses to any Debbies out there. Just a name. Or you can go and you can be a source of hope, a source of encouragement, a source of life. You can be a blessing. So make sure that when you go out today that you are being a blessing. I pray that this radio program today will be a blessing to you. We're going to get a little further in Isaiah chapter 8 today as we go on to look at what we are supposed to seek and what we are not supposed to seek. So I love that there are options. I love that there are options. I'm so glad that I'm not sentenced to live under the curses of the world. Instead, I have the option of putting my faith in Jesus Christ. I just looked up at Isaiah chapter 8 and verse number 10, and it says, "Speak the word, but it will not stand, for God is with us." I do know this. God is with us. God is with us. And he wants you and I to live according to the way that he wants us to live, and that is to live according to his word. I'm going to take you back to Isaiah chapter 8 today. By the way, my name is Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merritt Assembly of God, and we are so thankful to have you join us on the Refresh Radio program Monday through Friday, 8:30 of a morning and 5 o'clock of an evening on WMIE 91.5 FM, 10:30 of a morning on WWBC 15, 10 a.m., and at your convenience on WMIEFM.com, you can listen to whatever day's program that you want to listen to. I want to take you back. I'm going to read verses 11 through 15, and then we'll begin on today's lesson after that. "For the Lord spoke thus to me with a strong hand and instructed me that I should not walk in the way of this people, saying, 'Do not say a conspiracy concerning all that this people call a conspiracy, nor be afraid of their threats, nor be troubled. The Lord of hosts, him you shall hallow. Him, let him be your fear, let him be your dread. He will be as a sanctuary, but a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense to both the houses of Israel, as a trap and a snare to the inhabitants of Jerusalem. And many among them shall stumble, they shall fall and be broken, be snared and taken. Bind up the testimony, seal the law among my disciples, and I will wait on the Lord who hides his face from the house of Jacob, and I will hope in him. Here am I and the children whom the Lord has given me. We are for signs and wonders in Israel from the Lord of hosts who dwells in Mount Zion. And when those say to you, 'Seek those who are mediums and wizards, who whisper and mutter,' Should not a people seek their God? Should they seek the dead on behalf of the living? To the law and to the testimony, if they do not speak according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. That's where we're going to stop the reading today. So, Isaiah prophesies, and he talks about that if we would run to God, if we would seek him, that he would be a sanctuary to us, but that there were others who could not get over the hurdle, if you will. And their the thought of a relationship with a holy God would cause them to stumble. And there would be people, and it says a rock of offense. There are a lot of people who are offended by the word of God. Okay? Now, you can be offended by the word of God, but it's not gonna change the word of God. You see, the Bible, according to Jesus, okay, and so if you're going to be a Christian, you have to believe in Jesus. And if you believe in Jesus, you need to believe that he's holy. If you believe that he's holy, then you've got to understand he is the Son of God. He is God the Son. And you have to believe that the things that he says are true. You have to believe that. And there are a lot of people who are offended by the word of God, and yet they think that they are still okay in their relationship with God. Well, I will tell you this. The Bible tells us that we are not supposed to live as an offended people. And offended people end up living as a bitter people. When we are offended by whatever God does or whatever God says or whatever God doesn't do or whatever God didn't say, or what he did for someone else that he didn't do for us. Whenever we live offended like that, we are going to deprive ourselves of God's blessing in our life. Okay? We do not get to go around throwing spiritual temper tantrums where we throw ourselves on the ground or throw ourselves on the floor and we cross our arms and cross our legs and say, I'm not moving from this spot until I get what I want. Or throw ourselves on our belly and pound our fists on the ground or kick our feet on the ground. And we just don't get to do that. That is not the sign of maturity. I will tell you this. If you are all the time going around telling people how much they've offended you, let me tell you what the Bible has to say about that. You are not the person of maturity. You are the person of immaturity. Okay? I don't say that to be mean. I say that to us to let us know it is time to grow up, to mature. We cannot be offended by the things of God. We're not supposed to be going around as an abrasive people. We are supposed to go forth every day as a people who speak the truth in love. Okay, that's what we do. That's what we're supposed to do. And yet there are many people who are constantly offended. Well, I'm offended by this, and I'm offended by that, and I'm offended by this. Well, you really don't want to hear what the Bible has to say about that. If you are living offended all the time, it says grow up is what it says. You and I, we have to live a missional heart, a holy heart. We got to live a holy life, and we're never going to impact people in a positive way if all we are doing is being offended all of the time. Okay? And I will tell you this, if you live offended all of the time, pretty soon there are people who are not going to want to be around you. And that's not going to enhance eternal mission at all. Verse number 16 says there is another option. It says, bind up the testimony and seal the law among my disciples. Okay. That means that we make sure that the word of God is still intact. If people don't want to avail themselves of it, that's their choice. But we need the word of God in our life as disciples. Disciples do not just believe in Jesus. Disciples are people who are becoming like Jesus. They are looking to follow the teachings of Jesus. And there's a tremendous, tremendous spiritual confusion in the land of America and around the world. Because just as the serpent did in the Garden of Eden, where he brought in spiritual confusion, has God said? Well, the reason that he said that was because he was holding out on you. There's a lot of spiritual confusion where people don't even know what the crux of the gospel is anymore. And that is this: you and I, apart from Christ, are dirty, rotten sinners. We are hopelessly bound in our sin and our trespasses, and the wages of those sin is death. And that death is not a one-time, you know, gasp of final breath, but it is an eternity separated from God, an eternity filled with misery and heartache and pain and suffering. That's the condition of humanity apart from Jesus Christ, dead in our trespasses and sin. The good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ, is that Jesus, with condition, being hostile towards him, he came and was born of a virgin, lived a sinless and perfect life, died on the cross for our sins, not for his, and was raised from the dead on the third day, ascended to the right hand of the Father. He has now poured out his Holy Spirit. At the right hand of the Father, he is interceding for your on your behalf, on my behalf, and he is preparing a place for you and me, that where he is, there we will be forever. And he is coming back again so that he can take us to be where he's at. So it's probably been 5 or 6 years. Somebody said, do you still believe Jesus is coming back? Absolutely. Absolutely. I am convinced of this, that we are closer than ever to what the Bible identifies as the mark of the beast, where without that mark, people cannot buy or sell. I believe that we are closer to that fulfillment now than we've ever been before in our life. They call it cancel culture, where you don't deserve a job, you do not deserve food, you do not deserve to speak. But why? Because it goes back to that offense. There are many people who are offended by things that they do not agree with. So, through the years, I mean, I've been in Brevard County for a long time. Let's just put it that way, over 30 years. And golf has always been one of my therapeutics. It's one of the things that I do to relax. And so when I go out on the golf course, most of the time it's on the spur of the moment. And so I would go out there and just play with whoever the starter connected me with. And so through the years, I've played golf with more people I didn't know than I've played golf with people that I do know. And so I just start talking to them about who they are, what they do. I take an interest in them. And with most of them, they have some words in their vocabulary that I don't utilize in mine. eventually they get around to asking me, or almost all of the time. I think there's been a couple of times where the people I was playing with just had no interest whatsoever. And so they're hitting bad shots and hitting good shots, and they're using words that I wouldn't use. And if they do ask me what I do, and I tell them, well, I pastor a church over in Merritt Island, then all of a sudden they kind of get stopped in their tracks, and they start replaying, and they realize they've said some things. And I want you to know, a lot of times they apologize and things like that, and then they try not to say those things. But I expect sinners to be sinners. I really do. I expect people who do not have the Word of God sealed up in their life, they're not learning the Word of God, they're not living the Word of God, they're not teaching the Word of God, I expect them not to live the way that Jesus would live. That doesn't mean that I'm going to live the same way they are. I'm going to do my best to live a life that says, by the time I get done having the season of influence in their life, that I'll have made an impact. So this last weekend we had an evangelist that was with us, and so we went out to a restaurant. Great restaurant. And, whenever I go out to a restaurant, not always, but the majority of the time, I will ask the server, we're getting ready to pray for our food. Is there anything we can pray for you about? And there was a person that said, this is the need that I want you to pray for. And when the server spoke that need, I said, you have waited on me before, and you gave me the same prayer request as before. I remember, because I prayed for it then, I'm going to pray for it now. And there was an opportunity that we had. I began to understand that this lady was living a very busy life and had some family challenges that she was really trying to hold it together. And so we don't tie her up. I mean, that restaurant was hopping that night. And so when she left, we prayed. When she came back, we said, hey, we prayed for that. We're looking for God to answer that prayer. I want you to know the service that we got that night was phenomenal. So he says, in a day when people are offended, when they're choosing not to live according to God, they're not walking in his way, they're calling things conspiracy that aren't conspiracy, they're offended and they're not, well, he says they're broken, they're snared, and they're captive. He said that Isaiah said, I'm going to bind up the testimony, seal the law, and I will wait on the Lord. I will wait on the Lord. Waiting is not passive. Waiting is very active. Waiting is very active. You can wait and you can do things. Now, I have this philosophy, and it's proved out many times when I am in a position and I've waited and I've waited and I've waited and I've waited for somebody to return a phone call that they said they were going to return. And it would be an important phone call. I said, I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to begin to do something that needs to be done, and almost without exception, as soon as I begin to do that, as soon as I put myself in a place where it's not as convenient to get to the phone as what it normally is, that's when the phone call comes. But because of my experience with it, I expect that when I get busy, even though I'm still waiting, my priority is in place. My priority is in place. I want to hear what God has to say in His Word. I want to hear what God has to say to me. I want to live according to that Word. I want to wait for what He is going to do. And as long as I'm doing that, everything else just moves further and further down the priority scale. Here's what He said. God was hiding His face from Jacob, but He was going to hope in Him. Now, remember, biblical hope is not wishful thinking. I hope. That's not what biblical hope is. Biblical hope is a confidence. It is not a confidence in me. It's not a confidence in you. It's not a confidence in my finances. It's a confidence in God. Okay? You want a challenge? Here's a challenge for 2021. Be the type of person that people can count on. Be the type of person that people can count on. So our evangelist was here this last week. He spoke and he said, you know, your seating is a little bit different this year than it was last year because the seating in our church is social distanced and things like that. He said, but I recognize many of the people who are here because you were sitting in almost the identical spot when you were here last year. And so he knew where, you know, even though he's only spoken at our church four times, a Sunday morning and a Sunday night 2 years ago, a Sunday morning and a Sunday night last year, and a Sunday morning and Sunday night this year, he said, I knew where I would find you. And that's the type of relationship that we can have with God, that no matter where we are in the journey, whether it's at the beginning or the end, whether it is in between those two milestones, if you will, we know where we're going to find God. We're going to find Him as Emmanuel, God with us. And so verse number 18. Before I read verse number 18, I want to ask, how many of you listening believe in signs and wonders, and you want to see signs and wonders in our community? And hopefully that's all of us. Okay? Well, here's an interesting aspect of signs and wonders. Isaiah says this, here am I and the children whom the Lord has given me. We are for signs and wonders in Israel, for the Lord of hosts who dwells in Mount Zion. Here am I and the children whom the Lord has given me. We are for signs and wonders in Israel. Okay? Here's what I take from that. Many times we are looking for God to do extraordinary events that we call signs and wonders. And many times God is looking to transform people into extraordinary believers for signs and wonders. I am persuaded of this. Signs and wonders are really to catch people's spiritual attention, to let them know that there is a God. Here, a few weeks ago, I had to go to a part of the county that I don't get to go to very often. Know where it's at, but the entrance is always something that is a little hard for me to locate. So I'm traveling the road and I see the sign. It says 6/10 of a mile. It says 4/10 of a mile. The next sign says 2/10 of a mile. And I see the sign and I'm expecting that I'm going to see the sign before I see the road. And so I've counted it down from a mile to an eight to a six to a four to a two-tenths of a mile. And now I see the sign, and it tells me this is where it's at. And all of a sudden I realize it's not telling me it's 10 feet in front of me. It's right there. I've got to move. I've got to act. I've got to make this transition happen right now. Let's be signs and wonders to our community that Jesus is looking to get our attention right now. Right now. Yeah, I know we've talked about things that are going to happen afar off and a long way into the future, and you know the future is going to take care of itself. But we need to be people that say, look, God is doing something, and it's not going to happen in 2/10 of a mile. It's not even going to happen in 10 feet. The time to act is right now. I feel very motivated in my spirit to summon the people of God back to the Word of God. Okay. Now, I truly do believe, I believe that we as believers are to be signs and wonders. I also believe that Jesus said in Mark chapter 16 that signs and wonders will accompany those that believe, that there are supernatural things that will take place because they are part of the entourage of God's presence that moves in the lives of believers, not just because we are sitting around singing Kumbaya, but because we are on mission to take the gospel of Jesus Christ to the community in which he has strategically placed us. We are for signs and wonders in Israel from the Lord of hosts who dwells in Mount Zion. Somebody posted something on social media. If you're looking for me on social media, there's very little posting that I do there. We basically live stream our Sunday morning service on Facebook. I'm almost out of time. Anyway, be a sign and wonder. Okay. God bless you. You have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow right here on the Refresh radio program. God bless.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Gonna face what you can't dismiss. What you gonna say to the